1 John Chapter 1 Christ was alive when the world began, yet I myself have seen him with my own eyes and listened to him speak. I have touched him with my own hands. He is God's message of life. 2. This one who is life from God has been shown to us, and we guarantee that we have seen him. I am speaking of Christ, who is eternal life. He was with the Father and then was shown to us. 3. Again I say, we are telling you about what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may share the fellowship and the joys we have with the Father and with Jesus Christ his Son. 4. And if you do as I say in this letter, then you, too, will be full of joy, and so will we. 5. This is the message God has given us to pass on to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. 6. So if we say we are his friends, but go on living in spiritual darkness and sin, we are lying. 7. But if we are living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ does, then we have wonderful fellowship and joy with each other, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from every sin. 8. If we say that we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. 9. But if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. 10. If we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God a liar, for he says we have sinned. Chapter 2. My little children, I am telling you this so that you will stay away from sin. But if you sin, there is someone to plead for you before the Father. His name is Jesus Christ, the one who is all that is good and who pleases God completely. 2. He is the one who took God's wrath against our sins upon himself and brought us into fellowship with God, and he is the forgiveness for our sins, and not only ours but all the world's. 3. And how can we be sure that we belong to him? By looking within ourselves, are we really trying to do what he wants us to? 4. Someone may say, I am a Christian, I am on my way to heaven, I belong to Christ. But if he doesn't do what Christ tells him to, he is a liar. 5. But those who do what Christ tells them to will learn to love God more and more. That is the way to know whether or not you are a Christian. 6. Anyone who says he is a Christian should live as Christ did. 7. Dear brothers, I am not writing out a new rule for you to obey, for it is an old one you have always had, right from the start. You have heard it all before. 8. Yet it is always new, and it works for you just as it did for Christ. And as we obey this commandment, to love one another, the darkness in our lives disappears and the new light of life in Christ shines in. 9. Anyone who says he is walking in the light of Christ but hates his brother Christian is still in darkness. 10. But whoever loves his brother Christian is walking in the light and can see his way without stumbling around in darkness and sin. 11. But he who hates his Christian brother is wandering around in spiritual darkness and doesn't know where he is going, for the darkness has made him blind so that he cannot see the way. 12. I am writing these things to all of you, my little children, because your sins have been forgiven in the name of Jesus our Savior. 13. I am saying these things to you older men because you really know Christ, the one who has been alive from the beginning. And you young men, I am talking to you because you have won your battle with Satan. And I am writing to you younger boys and girls because you, too, have learned to know God our Father. 14. And so I say to you fathers who know the eternal God, and to you young men who are strong, with God's word in your hearts, and have won your battles against Satan. 15. Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you, for when you love these things you show that you do not really love God. 16. For all these worldly things, these evil desires, the craze for sex, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance, these are not from God. They are from this evil world itself. 17. And this world is fading away, and these evil, forbidden things will go with it, but whoever keeps doing the will of God will remain forever. 18. Dear children, this world's last hour has come. You have heard about the Antichrist who is coming, the one who is against Christ, and already many such persons have appeared. This makes us all the more certain that the end of the world is near. 19. These, against Christ, people used to be members of our churches, but they never really belonged with us, or else they would have stayed. When they left us, it proved that they didn't belong. 20. But you are not like that, for the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you know the truth. 21. So I am not writing to tell you anything new, but because you know the truth and the difference between truth and falsehood. 22. Who is the greatest liar? He is the one who says that Jesus is not Christ. He is Antichrist, who does not believe in God the Father and His Son. 23. For a person who doesn't believe in Christ, God's Son, can't have God the Father either. But he who has Christ, God's Son, has God the Father too. 24. So keep on believing what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, then you will always be in close fellowship with both God the Father and His Son. 25. And He Himself has promised us this, eternal life. 26. These remarks of mine about the Antichrist are pointed at those who would dearly love to blindfold you and lead you astray. 27. But you have received the Holy Spirit and He lives within you, in your hearts, so that you don't need anyone to teach you what is right. For He teaches you all things, and He is the truth, and no liar, and so, just as He has said, you must live in Christ, never to depart from Him. 28. And now, my little children, stay in happy fellowship with the Lord so that when He comes you will be sure that all is well, and not have to be ashamed, and shrink back from meeting Him. 29. Since we know that God is always good and does only right, then we can expect that all those who do right are His children. Chapter 3. See how very much our Heavenly Father loves us, for He allows us to be called His children. Think of it, and we really are. But since most people don't know God, naturally they don't understand that we are His children. 2. Yes, dear friends, we are already God's children, right now, and we can't even imagine what it is going to be like later on. But we do know this, that when He comes, we will be like Him, as a result of seeing Him as He really is. 3. And everyone who really believes this will try to stay pure because Christ is pure. 4. But those who keep on sinning are against God, for every sin is done against the will of God. 5. And you know that He became a man so that He could take away our sins, and that there is no sin in Him, no missing of God's will at any time in any way. 6. So if we stay close to Him, obedient to Him, we won't be sinning either, but those who keep on sinning should realize this. They sin because they have never really known Him and become His. 7. Oh, dear people, don't let anyone deceive you about this. If you are constantly doing what is good, it is because you are good, even as He is. 8. But if you keep on sinning, it shows that you belong to Satan, who since he first began to sin has kept steadily at it. But the Son of God came to destroy these works of the devil. 9. The person who has been born into God's family does not make a practice of sinning because now God's life is in him, and so he can't keep on sinning, for this new life has been born into him and controls him. He has been born again. 10. So now we can tell who is a child of God and who belongs to Satan. Whoever is living a life of sin and doesn't love his brother shows that he is not in God's family. 11. For the message to us from the beginning has been that we should love one another. 12. We are not to be like Cain, who belonged to Satan and killed his brother. Why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing wrong, and he knew very well that his brother's life was better than his. 13. So don't be surprised, dear friends, if the world hates you. 14. If we love other Christians, it proves that we have been delivered from hell and given eternal life in heaven. But a person who doesn't have love for others is headed for eternal death. 15. Anyone who hates his Christian brother is really a murderer at heart, and you know that no one wanting to murder has eternal life within. 16. We know what real love is from Christ's example, dying for us. And so we ought to lay down our lives for our Christian brothers. 17. But if someone who is supposed to be a Christian has money enough to live well, and sees a brother in need, and won't help him, how can God's love be within him? 18. Little children, let us stop just saying we love people, let us really love them, and show it by our actions. 19. Then we will know for sure, by our actions, that we are on God's side and our consciences will be clear, even when we stand before the Lord. 20. But if we have bad consciences and feel that we have done wrong, the Lord will surely feel that way about us even more, for He knows everything we do. 21. But, dearly loved friends, if our consciences are clear, we can come to the Lord with perfect assurance and trust. 22. And get whatever we ask for because we are obeying Him and doing the things that please Him well. 23. And this is what God says we must do: believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another. 24. Those who do what God says, they are living with God and He with them. We know this is true because the Holy Spirit He has given us tells us so. Chapter 4. Dearly loved friends, don't always believe everything you hear just because someone says it is a message from God. Test it first to see if it really is. For there are many false teachers around. 2. This is the way to find out if the message is from the Holy Spirit. Does it really agree that Jesus Christ, God's Son, actually became man with a human body? If so, then the message is from God. 3. If not, the message is not from God but from one who is against Christ, like the Antichrist you have heard about who is going to come, and his attitude of enmity against Christ is already abroad in the world. 4. Dear young friends, you belong to God and have already won your fight with those who are against Christ, because there is someone in your hearts who is stronger than any evil teacher in this wicked world. 5. These men belong to this world, so, quite naturally, they are concerned about worldly affairs and the world pays attention to them. 6. But we are children of God, and so only those who have walked and talked with God will listen to us. Others won't. That is another way to know whether a message is really from God, for if it is, the world won't listen to it. 7. Dear friends, let us practice loving each other, for love comes from God and those who are loving and kind show that they are the children of God, and that they are getting to know Him better. 8. But if a person isn't loving and kind, it shows that he doesn't know God. For God is love. 9. God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son down from heaven to bring to us eternal life through His death. 10. So now we know what real love is. It is not our love for God, but His love for us when He sent His Son to satisfy God's anger against our sins. 11. Dear friends, since God loved us as much as that, we surely ought to love each other too. 12. For though we have never yet seen God, when we love each other, God lives in us and His love within us grows ever stronger. 13. And He has put His own Holy Spirit into our hearts as a proof to us that we are living with Him and He with us. 14. And I have seen with my own eyes and now tell all the world that God sent His Son to be their Savior. 15. Anyone who believes and says that Jesus is the Son of God, God is living in that person and that person is living with God. 16. We know how much God loves us because we have felt His love and because we believe Him when He tells us that He loves us dearly. God is love, and anyone who lives in love is living with God and God is living in him. 17. And as we live with Christ, our love grows more perfect and complete, and so we will not be ashamed and embarrassed at the day of judgment, but can face Him with confidence and joy, because He loves us, and we love Him too. 18. We need have no fear of someone who loves us perfectly. His perfect love for us eliminates all dread of what He might do to us. If we are afraid, it is for fear of what He might do to us, and shows that we are not fully convinced that He really loves us. 19. So you see, our love for Him comes as a result of His loving us first. 20. If anyone says, "I love God," but keeps on hating his brother, he is a liar, for if he doesn't love his brother who is right there in front of him, how can he love God whom he has never seen? 21. And God Himself has said that one must not only love God, but his brother too. Chapter 5. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, that He is God's Son and your Savior, then you are a child of God. And all who love the Father love His children too. 2. So you can find out how much you love God's children, your brothers and sisters in the Lord, by how much you love and obey God. 3. Loving God means doing what He tells us to, and really that isn't hard at all, for every child of God can obey Him, defeating sin and evil pleasure by trusting Christ to help him. 5. But who could possibly fight and win this battle except by believing that Jesus is truly the Son of God? 6-8. And we know He is because God said so with a voice from heaven when Jesus was baptized, and again as He was facing death. It spoke not only at His baptism but also as He faced death. And the Holy Spirit, forever truthful, says it too. So we have these three witnesses, the Holy Spirit, and the voice from heaven at Christ's baptism, and the voice before he died. And they all say the same thing, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. 9. We use men as witnesses in our courts, and so we can surely believe what God tells us, and God has said that Jesus is his Son. 10. All who believe this know in their hearts that it is true. If anyone doesn't believe this, he is actually calling God a liar, because he doesn't believe what God has said about his Son. 11. And what is it God has said? That he has given us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. 12. So whoever has God's Son has life, whoever does not have his Son, does not have life. 13. I have written this to you who believe in the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. 14. And we are sure of this, that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. 15. And if we really know he is listening when we talk to him and make our requests, then we can be sure that he will answer us. 16. If you see a Christian sinning in a way that does not end in death, you should ask God to forgive him, and God will give him life, unless he has sinned that one fatal sin. But there is that one sin which ends in death, and if he has done that, there is no use praying for him. 17. Every wrong is a sin, of course. I'm not talking about these ordinary sins, I am speaking of that one that ends in death. 18. No one who has become part of God's family makes a practice of sinning, for Christ, God's Son, holds him securely and the devil cannot get his hands on him. 19. We know that we are children of God and that all the rest of the world around us is under Satan's power and control. 20. And we know that Christ, God's Son, has come to help us understand and find the true God. And now we are in God because we are in Jesus Christ his Son, who is the only true God, and he is eternal life. 21. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Amen. John